going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It is a Wednesday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. And we are fired up to be here with you over the next 3 hours. Along with AMAC on the other side, oh, the glass, he has returned. And it is a big day in the nation's capital. You've got the Battle of the Beltways round two, ding, dang, dang, tonight. You've got the Capitals and the Canadiens tonight at Capital One Arena. And you've got the NFL draft now about 30 hours or so, 31 hours away, something like that, somewhere along those perimeters and ranges. So we got a lot to cover today. John Keim is going to join us from ESPN. We will talk to Cakesy. Try not to bother him very much, but we go way back. Been, you know, friends and colleagues with John since 2009. And somehow he hasn't gotten sick of me yet, which I'm sure he has at times, but he's nice enough to come on. So John Keim, the dean, if you will, of the Commander's beat, will join us at 3 o'clock. We will see about somebody else. Not sure if that will happen or not. Either way, we will be caller intensive, I guess, in the first 2 hours at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. And then we will not have as much time, if any time, in the 3 o'clock hour. So just keep that in mind. Be nice to AMAC when you call in. He's working hard and trying to take care of things and doing a good job for us as always. And if you want to call in, just, you know, please make sure you have a little energy and a little pep in your step, man. It's a big day. It's a big week. And there's no shortage of things to be fired up about. So let's start with this. Obviously, again, we'll be NFL draft-centric later on. Certainly, we can get into it earlier. But I wanted and we will be Caps-centric through the middle of the show. I wanted to start with this. How about the Nationals last night, right? Listen, I understand it's late April. I understand they just got their 10th win of the year. I got it. Got it. But, I mean, you have a local or geographical rivalry. You have a team that's made the playoffs the last 2 years in the Baltimore Orioles. And, oh, by the way, they've gotten swept in each of those 2 years. Granted, it's just a two-game sweep. So it's not like you're getting swept in three or four games. So that's kind of sucked for the Orioles, but I believe all four of those losses have happened at home, if I'm not mistaken, if memory serves. But the Orioles came in having given up 24 runs on Sunday. Both teams had a day off. The Nationals played a doubleheader in freezing Colorado, got home at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning Monday, so had a shortened day off, could have used every excuse in the book, and instead mollywopped the Orioles 7-0. I mean, they just bitch-slapped them all over the place. Excuse my French. 14 hits. The Orioles had 0 runs, hence the 7-0 score, and 1 hit. They had as many errors as they had hits, the Orioles. They had 1 more error than they had runs, 1-0. So a day, 2 days after, giving up 24 runs to not the big red machine in Cincinnati, well, against Cincinnati in Baltimore, Mitchell Parker came out throwing darts. And the Nationals got all the offense they needed 2 batters into the game. James Wood led off with a double. And then, bam, Nathaniel Lowe with the 2-run home run. And the game, as we would ultimately find out, would be over at that point because the Orioles didn't even bother to show up. Now, listen. The Nationals are only 10-13, so let's pause. Got a lot of work to do. Nobody's saying that they've done anything at this point, but considering their rash of injuries, remember, they're playing without their entire left side of their infield, with DeJong still dealing with all sorts of swelling. They can't even, like, from what I gather on the broadcast last night, Charlie and Dave were talking about this. And by the way, the Nationals and the Orioles on Team 980 tonight, and the Odyssey app. Why? Well, because of the Capitals and Canadians over on 106.7 The Fan, and they're both playing at the same time, where the Nats and Orioles start 15 minutes or so earlier. But tonight, Nats-Orioles game 2 right here on the Team 980 after Craig. So, the Nats are playing without the left side of their infield, in C.J. Abrams, who Mike Rizzo said today on the Junkies here on the Team 980, you can go back and listen to that on Rewind, on podcast, what have you, on the Odyssey app. I listened to it this morning while I was getting ready for work, and he said, look, he played last night in Rochester. He'll go again tonight, then we'll reevaluate, and it's possible that he could be back up here for Thursday night or certainly Friday night for the start of the Mets series, depending on how he feels. So that's good. But Paul DeJong, I guess, still has so much swelling that they can't even really do an exam on him. So he's going to be gone for a little while. Remember, they have all sorts of pitching issues. The bullpen's been terrible. There's been injuries of Palooza, DJ Hurz, Josiah Gray. Hurz lost for the year definitively. Josiah Gray probably lost at least until late August, September 1st, something like that. And then Soroka made a rehab start. He's been lost since his first start of the year, which he lasted 4-plus innings in Toronto. Go figure, that guy got hurt. So the Nationals have had all sorts of injuries, and yet here they are at 10-13. You know, that's not bad. And they played a killer schedule out of the chute. Remember, they nearly swept the Dodgers, wound up taking 2 out of 3. They took 2 out of 3 from Arizona. All right, the Rockies suck. They took 2 out of 3 from them. Somehow they lost 2 out of 3 to the Marlins and 3 out of 4 to the Pirates. Not every series is going to go your way, but okay. Last night, they had every excuse in the world to come out dead, flat, rough around the edges. Every excuse in the world. The Orioles had gotten pounded 24-2 or whatever it was on Sunday. They didn't have to travel. They didn't have to play a doubleheader late Sunday night. They didn't get home at 7 in the morning. And yet the Nationals took an absolute hammer to them. An absolute hammer to them. So kudos to Davey Martinez's crew. Kudos to what the Nationals are trying to do here, which is, hey, man, we got off to a bad start. Okay? Lost 2 out of 3 to the Phillies. Got swept in Toronto. Lost the first game of the Arizona series. They were 1-6. And everybody was like, another lost season. And this is why you don't judge things 7 games of a 162. And even last week, when they again lost 3 out of 4 in frigid, disgusting Pittsburgh, and 2 out of 3 in lonely old Miami. All right, disappointing. That sucks. Get back on the bike. And that's exactly what they did. They got blizzarded out on Friday. They damn near gagged, thanks to their terrible-ass bullpen on Saturday, but they pounded out 12 runs. And then they split a doubleheader that they had a chance to win the second game in, and they won the first game. So they took 2 out of 3, granted, from a bad Colorado team. Again, got home 6-7 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning after a 10-day road trip. Not a 3-day road trip, a 10-day road trip. Had a day off, yes. But, again, it's not like a true day off when you're getting home 7, 8 o'clock in the morning after you get out of the airport and all that stuff. And granted, I know they travel luxuriously. I got it. But still, hey, man, give them some friggin' credit. Right? And Dylan Cruz, who we talked about with Toby yesterday, who we talked about on Monday, even outside of the home runs, I kept telling you, go watch the at-bat that Dylan Cruz had in the 9th inning, game 2, Sunday night, when most of you were not watching. I was watching. And Dylan Cruz went down to one knee and drove one with authority to right center field. And that's how I knew Dylan Cruz is freaking locked in. Dylan Cruz is locked in. And again, last night, another home run. And James Wood and Nathaniel Lowe with the home run, with the double and then the home run to start it. And then again, they kept adding to it. And all of a sudden, granted, it was a horrible start to the year. Remember, he didn't have a hit for more than a week. Dylan Cruz is inching closer to 200. He's at 189. Now, he's been hitting the ball way better than that. Even before this run, 3 home runs in 4 games. Again, it's not just the home runs. He's not a 25 to 30 home run hitter in all likelihood. He's probably an 18 to 24-ish home run hitter. I don't need him to hit 3 home runs in 4 games. I mean, it helps. It's great. I need him to drive the ball. I need him to hit the ball from right center to left center. I need him to hit it with authority. And that's exactly what Dylan Cruz is doing. Go to the opposite field last night, left center field, bing, bang, boom. The Nationals just kept adding. And Mitchell Parker, who would have thought that Mitchell Parker would be their best starter so far through the first month of the season? I mean, Mackenzie Gore is their most talented starter, and clearly he's got the best stuff. Mitchell Parker's their best pitcher so far through the first month of the season. And he was not bad at all as a rookie last year by any stretch. 8 innings last night, 1 hit, as we mentioned, only 1 hit for the Birds. No runs, 2 walks, 4 Ks, ERA 1.39. He's got 4 pitches. He locates, he gets ahead in counts, he puts guys away. He doesn't dilly-dally. He doesn't allow one bad at-bat to turn into a big inning. Last night, he walked Cedric Mullins to lead off the game. Boom. Settles down, gets out of it, no problem. Good start. And then they were able to mix and match with Cole Henry and Colin Poche and in a one-sided game. And Poche, I know he's got good stuff, but I mean, please, can you not walk 2 guys in 1/3 of an inning, please, with a 7-0 lead? Please throw strikes. Please throw strikes. For God's sakes. But the Nationals deserve a lot of credit, and that's why we lead off the show with them, because we didn't have a Caps game last night. Yes, the Commanders are going to pick 29th. Nobody knows who they're going to pick. Everybody thinks they know who they're going to pick. Nobody knows. The Caps obviously play tonight. We'll get into all of that, but the Nationals deserve some praise. Not only for a win, not because it's against a geographic rival, not because of anything stupid like the Masson deal or the app or anything, all the nonsense that you people throw around because nobody knows anything about baseball anymore. The Nationals deserve a win because they kicked the Orioles' ass when they could have laid down and allowed the Orioles to play pin the tail on the donkey. Because the Orioles should have been pissed. The Nats should have been still sleepy at the wheel. And just the opposite happened. Literally the opposite happened. In every way. So kudos to Davey Martinez, Mike Rizzo, and the Nationals. And always remember, there's more than one radio show around here that actually knows and talks about baseball. More than one. Okay? And it's this one. So kudos to the Nationals. We'll see what happens tonight. You want to hop in on that? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Now, we want to get into and mix it up with the Caps and the Canadians, Nats, Orioles, what have you. Basically, again, we'll save the NFL draft stuff for 2 and 3 o'clock as best we can control it. We might have a guest elsewhere along the way, besides John Keim of ESPN, who will obviously talk all things Commanders and NFL draft. But if you're going to one of these two games tonight, clearly everybody loves the playoff atmosphere at Capital One Arena. But I'll be interested to see what the crowd is tonight at Nationals Park, because, you know, again, it's game two of, I didn't realize they were doing this until last night, of a James Wood oversized bobblehead giveaway. I think they're doing first 10,000 fans each night. Interesting that they split that up. Very interesting. That's abnormal. I don't recall seeing that where you have one giveaway, the same giveaway, and you do it over two nights, and instead of doing first 20,000 fans, you do first 10,000 fans. And I don't know if that's because they weren't expecting 20,000, or if they're just trying to get a bigger gate. I don't know. Obviously, Orioles fans. You know, listen, the Orioles, again, have made the playoffs the last 2 years. My guy, the Birdman, who I love, longtime good friend of mine, he called the other day. He wants Brandon Hyde fired. Listen, how about the Orioles come up with a clue, pitching-wise? How about we not let Corbin Burns and Anthony Santander go in the same offseason? How about that? How about that? I mean, I know we want to blame the head coach and the manager for everything. How about that? And just the same for the Nationals. You know, you guys want to blame Davey Martinez for his bullpen management. I mean, it makes it a lot easier to manage your bullpen when your starting pitcher is not Mackenzie Goring it and barely getting to the sixth. When Mitchell Parker is as efficient as he was, and he gives you eight perfect, near-perfect innings. Makes it a lot easier to manage a bullpen, eh? But tonight, the crowd, again, I don't know why they split up the wood bobblehead, all that, whatever their reasons are. Maybe it's, again, to just try and, you know, have an extra promotional date. I don't know. It was curious to me, but whatever. I don't care. I would like to see a pretty good crowd. Last night, they announced tickets sold. Again, that doesn't mean in the ballpark. 29,504. Now, the weather was pretty good last night. That helps. There was no Caps last night. Certainly that helps. I wonder what it'll be tonight. I'm guessing it'll be less, again, because most people generally tend to be Caps fans and Nats fans, and if you're not going to the Caps game, maybe you want to watch the Caps game at home and you don't want to be at a baseball game. Again, I totally understand. But I'll be interested to see what the box score says tomorrow or what they announce tonight, because, again, you have competition tonight that you didn't have last night. And, again, 29,000, can't ask for much more than that at the end of April. Now, again, that is a giveaway, right? But at the end of April, where it's not always warm and people don't know what the weather is going to be like, you know, that's not bad. Yeah, I don't know why they're doing the James Wood bobblehead two nights in a row. I really don't. Usually teams do not do that. Usually I don't recall the Nationals ever doing that, but they're doing it. And then you got the Mets rolling in here for a four-game series. And Juan Soto, of course, he's been back plenty of times. So that takes away a little bit of that. But the Mets, they are rocking and rolling at Citi Field. We'll see what they look like on the road. But that's going to be a really, really, really good test after two more with the Orioles. And you've got the Orioles for, again, another 6:45 game on Thursday, which, again, I would presume, being that the Commanders don't have a high pick in the draft, being that weather will probably be nice, no caps, you probably get a better crowd on Thursday night, much similar to Tuesday night. Maybe not as good because there's, you know, no James Wood giveaway, Minecraft something or other that they're doing. I know nothing about that. But we'll see. I want the Nationals to be really good at home. Because if you're really good at home and you play 500-ish on the road, good chance you're going to make the playoffs. Good chance you're going to make the playoffs. So last night, good start, great performance in every way, shape, or form. They deserve kudos. They played hard. They played clean. They played well. They had every right to lay down like a bunch of dogs. And instead, they kicked the Orioles in the teeth. So kudos to them. Back in a flash on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we'll start to get into the Caps and the Canadiens. Game 2 of that series coming up tonight, 7 o'clock at Capital One Arena. Again, don't forget, Nats Orioles here on the Team 980 at 6:15 pregame, 6:45 first pitch. Caps Canadiens over on the Fan. Puck drop just after 7 o'clock, and you can watch it, of course, on Monumental and ESPN on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances, MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, before we get into the Caps and the Canadians, and you could talk about the Nats, Orioles, Caps, Canadians, and everything in between. We'll do NFL draft and Commanders and all that in the 2 o'clock hour. John Kime at 3 o'clock. And away we go on a Wednesday afternoon. I did want to bring up this. So I was on with J.P. Finley and B. Mitch right before the show. J.P. just came back from vacation. I was on with Toby and B. Mitch yesterday. On with J.P. and B. Mitch today. B. Mitch is probably so tired of me at this point. He's like, oh, no, not this loser again. But anyway, JP wrote me in, and somehow they start trying to kick my ass about television ratings and hockey ratings and all this stuff and making stuff up. I said some things probably for the show for a little theatrical purpose.
Like what? I feel like you can't just leave that there.
I said Americans are pretty dumb and, which is true.
No, 100%. Yeah. I mean, look at us.
Yes, exactly.
Standing examples.
Exactly. We are, yes, we are mind-numbing examples. But also, I said, you know, television ratings, the system sucks. It's awful. Yeah, you measure 40,000 homes in a country of 375 million people. Okay? Not enough. Not good enough. I'm sorry if you accept that. I don't. I don't care about statistical random bell theories. I don't want to go to Novak or whatever it is for a statistics class, CK. Anyway, my guy Ben Conti at Fat Poet 10, Midnight Run. Listen to the Sideline Junkies. Watch the Sideline Junkies. They had me on last week. And good guys, gentlemen, Jack and everybody in between. My guy Ross is occasionally on there and what everybody, right? So he says, at WrestleMania 621 is a content creator's dream. My guy really hates television ratings. Called Americans dumb. Now the Canadian radio diva wants a bus ride to Regina. After hearing that, all I can hear is LL Cool J and going back to Cali. Rooster is going back to Regina. I didn't say I said I would take a bus trip to Manitoba in June for the Stanley Cup Finals. If that's the way I could get there, and if the Caps are playing the Jets, I will be there.
On cue as a dumb American, never heard of Regina.
Regina is, I believe, in Saskatchewan. I believe.
In make-believe land right next to Neverland? Was that?
You have to double check if Regina is in Saskatchewan. But, and I said, because I didn't think about it at the time, if that is true, I said, I want to go to Saskatchewan, not Regina. Well, if I'm right about Regina being in Saskatchewan, I just said the same thing. I'm an idiot. What do you want from me? I didn't say I was the smartest guy in the world. I didn't say I was the sharpest tool in the shed. I just feel the way I feel. I have opinions, and my takes don't suck. And I don't usually use the word take because that's stupid. Anyway. And then Chief of DC, bust my chops, is like, just heard the rooster, but he said the roster, is going to stick it to Regina with all he has. Oh, man. I'm telling you. You guys, when I'm gone, you guys will just miss the bleep out of me. Your world is enriched by having me around. The entertainment that I provide, both on the radio and off, you guys will miss me. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you won't. Longfellow Tidwad also weighed in, something different. You said join the youngest in charge with Toby Altizer on draft night starting at 8 p.m., by the way, on the Team 980. It's a big couple of nights here. We've got the Mets, the Nats and the Orioles tonight. We've got the draft show tomorrow night starting at 8 after a bonus hour of Craig until 1 a.m., and then you got the Nats and the Mets on Friday night as well. Join Toby Altizer on draft night starting at 8. WrestleMania 61 will join us live when the New York teams draft. What do you think? Should I go on the clock at number 3 and number 7? What do you think?
Depends who you think you're going to take.
Well, we'll talk about that next hour.
Ooh,
on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Let's do a trending alert, and then we'll get out to your calls right here on the Team 980 and said Odyssey app, where we're always live and free. Yeah, as we mentioned, the Nationals with a big 7-0 win last night over those Orioles, who continue to slide and struggle. And game 2 of that set coming up tonight. 6:45 first pitch, 6:15 the coverage, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Meanwhile, games going on right now, as there always is. Bunch of Wednesday afternoon baseball. Miami doubling up Cincinnati 2-1. Yankees with a 2-0 lead over the Guardians. Philadelphia and the Mets top 2, 0-0 there. San Diego trailing Detroit 1-0. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference quarterfinals is yours tonight. Capital One Arena, Caps with a 1-0 series lead, a 3-2 overtime win on Monday. Of course, you know Alex Ovechkin, first ever Stanley Cup playoff game-winning goal in overtime. Tonight, Logan Thompson once again expected to be in the net, and it looks like, according to Joe Beninati, that Alex Alexiev is expected to play with a full face mask and shield after taking a stick to the chops on Monday night. Last night in the NBA playoffs, it was the Los Angeles Lakers going at it in Game 2 of their series at home. They had the big lead in the first half, had to hang on for dear life and win 94-85 over the Timberwolves. Thunder easily disposing of Memphis. Indiana over Milwaukee to take a 2-0 series lead in that one, and that's what's trending.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So that's the problem with the Knicks. And that's the problem with the Phoenix Suns. And that's the problem with Chris Russell. He don't want to listen.
I always want to listen. Little Wagon Wheel, the Darius Rucker instrumental version. Old Crow Medicine Show first on it. Actually, there was somebody else before Old Crow Medicine Show, I think. Bob Dylan? I want to say. I can't remember. Anyway, welcome back. Yes, I was guilty of forgetting I had to do a radio show because somebody brought in just a huge, massive vat of wings that are monstrous, AMAC. And they brought in all sorts of food, of course, for the 106.7 guys. So we just all kind of like, I smelled it. I saw them all eating and going in and out of the control room. You just know, we're like vultures around here. Just vultures. And then I didn't even have one, and yet I got accused of by J.P. Finley and by others of having wings. I didn't even have one. I did not even eat one.
If you're going to get accused of it, I feel like you should at least take 10.
Exactly. I'm going to go do that now.
Yeah.
Do you mind if you want to just do the segment and then? I mean, I want you to go eat. You're a young viral buck. Go and eat while I do whatever I've got to do over here. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get out to the phones for the first time this afternoon and get you guys aboard here. And let's go to our guy Chris in Damascus, who I know is always fired up when we're talking Nats baseball here on the Team 980. And the Nats and the Orioles again on the Team 980 tonight, 6:15, the pregame coverage. First pitch right at 6:45. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you today?
I am doing well, thank you. It's a beautiful day in the nation's capital, and we got a lot going on.
Oh, my. I know, and I'm going to let you get the caps, but I just first wanted to call and thank you for all the Nats talk. I keep wanting to do that, and I've been listening. Yep. I haven't been calling as much, but I've been listening. But anyway, so appreciate that very much.
Appreciate you.
But I got a baseball question and then the caps question, but the baseball, it's not really a question necessarily, but I believe, you know, their biggest problem has been their bullpen. But I can't remember who was the big, tall, right-handed reliever they had. He was like 6'10", pitched for a few years here.
Oh.
Anyway.
Was it Roush?
Roush, yeah.
John Roush? Was it John?
He was about 6'10". Yeah. Anyway. The reason I'm leading up to that, because they're fishing there. Lucas Sims hasn't done anything, but and they do need a lefty, and I'm hoping Posse, Davey took him right out last night, even though they were
You got to throw strikes, for God's sakes. You got a 7-run lead. They got one in all night, and you're coming in and walking two guys, get lost.
And Davey took him right out. Yeah. Thank you, Davey. Thank you, Doolittle. Thank you. Right. So hopefully Cole Henry. And the reason I asked about John Roush was because of Jackson Rutledge. He had struggled. Now, I know he's young, and he's about 6'8", though. And I'm hoping he transitions. He's done better this year in a relief because they haven't used him as a starter. They've used Brad Lord. And I'm hoping if he transitions, and that'll give you 4 relievers. I'm worried about the bullpen, but that's hope there. But their offense is just here. Like I said at the beginning of the season, I don't blame the team for not spending a lot of money on a lot of things because we need Dylan Cruz and James Wood and Jacob Young and all those guys to prove it before we go out, and we got till the trade deadline. If we can stay at 500, and then at the trade deadline, then let Rizzo cook like we're going to let Peters cook, and that's my feeling. That's not a question. All right, now to the Caps, because I know that's hot on. And here's my question. That game disturbed me, and I'm like, oh my God, they tied it up. Mm-hmm. How did they go 50 minutes? And in control, yeah. And then the last time they got, I mean, I puckered, and I cannot, and I'm not as emotional, I'm certain, about it as you are, mm-hmm. But then they came back, and then Ovi just came, that was really, they seemed to step it back up. I hope they do, and best of luck to them, but that was something I didn't necessarily have a Caps question, but anyway, thank you for the nice talk, and
thank you, Chris.
Don't hate on the Orioles either, because they were all I had for 35 years.
I'm not an Orioles hater by any means. I like to tease my guy, the Birdman, and whatever Orioles fans are out there, but I hear you. Thank you, Chris, as always. Appreciate you and appreciate the kind words. I will just say this. Yeah, about the Caps, we talked a lot of game one yesterday. Of course, we will do some more tonight or today. I think what happened is Montreal, A, desperate. They got their sea legs under them. They are talented top line. They've been kicking ass since the Four Nations break. Caulfield, Suzuki, we talked about that a lot before the series and yesterday. And on the first goal, it was a bad break. And on the second goal, they couldn't clear the puck. And it was just bombs away like a blizzard right in front of the net. And Logan Thompson got out of position, trying to make a save and got out of position. So there you have that. As far as the Nationals go again, listen, we all know it's still a work in progress. We all know, we said this all offseason, regardless of how much money they spent, didn't spend, whatever, and everybody's got a different definition of it. And, well, they, you know, this, that, and the other thing. It's over, Charlie, at this point. But what isn't over is what Chris mentioned, and that's the trade deadline. And if you can be within a couple of games of the wild card, there's a much greater chance that they add. It doesn't mean that they absolutely will. It doesn't mean that they won't subtract. But there's a greater chance that you can add. The key is, again, if you can somehow be in the wild card picture, of course. But the key will be to be within a game or two of the final wild card spot so that you give people a chance to believe instead of pairing off Hunter Henry and whoever else they traded at the near the deadline last year and then not trading Kyle Finnegan. You know, that's the key. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Jonesy. Next up, what's up, Jonesy? How are you?
Hey, Rooster, what's going on, man?
What's up, Jonesy?
Entertaining dude on the air. Look, hey, listen. My Nationals, they're kind of on the up and down side, but they are surprising me. They're taking a lot of these 2 out of 3s. I don't know, man. I got mixed emotions on it, but I love that 7-to-donut victory last night with the Orioles. Sorry, Bird, man. I hope you get enough. With that being said, Dave Martinez, that dude makes some good decisions on the fly time, man. I think he's underrated, and he doesn't get enough credit. I mean, but when he does bad, a lot of people pile on, but when he does something good, you get nothing about it, and it's undersold. And I think the man needs to get credit when he does something good, like pulling a dude when he's on the struggle mode. Now, moving on to the Caps. Tonight, I have big-time concerns under the circumstances. We gave those jokers leaving the ice the other night a little bit of confidence. So Montreal's coming out there for the get-back tonight. So we need to be aware of that, stay up there on the second line. Got to get better. But I'm just hoping for the best, man. And I just be TV watching, either on a respirator or sitting back eating popcorn, you know, in relaxed mode. Whichever note, you'll find out by tomorrow when I talk to you.
Attaboy. Attaboy. I would do a little something different than popcorn, but, you know, popcorn with lots of butter and salt is a good thing. It's a good treat.
Well, it is. That's right.
I hear you. Enjoy the night, brother. Hope that the TV surfing goes well, and I hope that we have some happy outcomes in the end. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's get to Mitch in Jersey here on the Team 980. Hello, Mitch. How are you?
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mitch?
How's it going, Chris?
What's up? How are you?
Yeah. How you doing? All I got to say is the division in the National League is getting really tougher. We got a good set of young players. You talk about Dylan Cruz. What do you think about maybe a possible run for MVP and James Wood? He's off to a good start.
He's off to a great start. Yeah, he's off to a great start. He does everything so far really well, except maybe hit for average, but that'll come. When you drive the ball with authority to the opposite field as many times as he does, when you hit left-handers, for the most part, the way he has with power and the opposite field and driving the ball, the average will come. And again, average isn't as important in today's Major League Baseball as it used to be. I mean, I think it should be, but it's not as important. So the bottom line is it matters what you then do in your other opportunities. And again, he smokes balls. He doesn't hit balls lightly when he makes contact. He smokes and drives balls.
He's going to be something. He's the left-handed version of Aaron Judge. And I hope we can keep these three guys long-term, sign them. Let's let them go like we did with Harper. Well, Rendon was a blessing.
It would be nice. The learners or whoever owns the team, I appreciate it, Mitch, whoever owns the team at the time, got to spend some money. You know, you took care of Keibert Ruiz, right? Again, there's two to tango. Not every player wants to sign early, long term. I got it. But that doesn't mean you don't keep trying. It doesn't mean that you go, oh, they're represented by Scott Boras. We'll see you in 4 years at the bargaining table. No, you keep trying. But you don't go under market, underhanded deals. You do fair deals. You give them a reason to sign. not a reason to have a little bit of distrust. And unfortunately, the learners, because they think everybody should bow down to them business tactic-wise, haven't done things equitably and fairly in a lot of negotiations. And that has come out. That has shown true. Do it better, and maybe you'll get some of these guys inked long-term. 301-230-0980, 49 minutes after the hour, 11 in front of the top. We'll get to my guy AP next, who I got to meet on Monday night, and it was a joy. We'll tell you that story next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, wrapping up a busy hour number one. We got some Wizards news to give you just after the top of the hour, but I want to go out to my guy, AP, who I got to meet on Monday. AP, I'm gonna take you off your normal path, right? Off of the normal bit, and just say, my man, it was great to finally meet you. You're a diehard Caps fan. You're a good man. You've served this country and are still serving for a long time, and the pleasure was sincerely all mine.
Hey, Chris, I really appreciate that. It was definitely a pleasure meeting you. I know I looked a little tipsy that night.
That's all right, brother. You look like you're having a good time. That's okay. That's all
man,
right.
Look.
But, man, I let me tell you, I always knew you were a big Caps fan. Like, you probably, like, helped Ted Leonsis with his renovation project. Man, you had a lot of gear and material the other night.
Oh, yeah, I had to get a jersey for my son,
yeah.
You know, especially like this would be his first jersey. I've been meaning to take him to a hockey game. I just know he's not going to sit still
right.
for me.
No, I know. Did you put it on him? Did you put it on him yet or no?
I'll pick him up Thursday,
okay.
So I'm definitely going to have
all
it
right.
in the car when I get him.
All right, make sure you send me a picture. Make sure you send me a picture.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It would be a little oversized for him, but you know,
right.
I thought I'd just buy it big, let
That's
him grow
okay.
into it.
That's
but,
perfect.
As far as our game tonight, you know, especially when I was under the influence, it was very hard to follow the game, especially without our guy Smoke Al and Joe Beninati and our guy, you know, Locker calling the game and keeping me informed and everything like that. I mean, obviously, you knew when certain calls would happen, like an icing or a penalty of some kind. But for the most part, it was very hard to follow the game. But I was just excited to be there and just, you know, it was a great time. You know, surrounded by good fans and, you know, hopefully we can, you know, get a win tonight.
Well,
you know, I'll be at home tuning in so I could be more focused.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I mean, you know this, right? I mean, because you've been to a bunch of these games, so you know what it's like. If they
– Oh, yeah.
Look, they played a pretty good first 50 minutes of the game. 50, not 15.
Oh, yeah.
They played a great first 8-9 minutes of the game. They were hitting everything in sight. That
mm-hmm.
set the tempo.
Yes,
Spencer Carberry said after the game on Monday night that was the best first period they had played in months. So
mm-hmm.
they need to do that tonight, but they need to be able to, A, finish some things that they didn't quite finish, and sometimes that's not your fault. Connor McMichael was
right.
was stoned a couple of times. Not stoned in a 420 sort of way. Stoned meaning by the goaltender. A couple of times early
right.
on in that game. If they finish one or two of those opportunities, then we're not worried about blowing or giving up a two-goal lead in the back half of the third period, you know? And that's easier
right.
said than done, but if that's what they do, if they finish more, one, two, if they can somehow sustain the physicality, because you
mm-hmm.
know Montreal is not going to be as kind of like in awe, if you will, of the setting and all of that as maybe they were early on Monday night.
Yeah, I'll definitely say, I mean, in the beginning of the game, you know, I did notice, like, we took about the horns and we enforced our will on them. But then later on in the game, as my liquor high subsided, I noticed we took our foot off the gas a little bit and, you know, we kind of got a little complacent. You know, they had a lot of zone time in front of our net.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you know, if you don't clear that puck,
yeah.
you know, and you don't
exactly.
keep the crease clean, that's what you're going to get. But,
exactly.
Again, I hope we, you know, enforce our will tonight and play all three complete periods and get the win and go back to Montreal 2-0.
Attaboy. Great to meet you, brother. Appreciate the all the love and all that stuff. Enjoy the game tonight. That's my guy, AP, in Fort Meade, serving our country and doing it for a long time. Hour number two, straight ahead, right here on the Team 980. One recent mock draft, I guess one final mock draft, has a guy that I'm very interested in drafting at 29. I'll tell you who and what and where next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.